Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This is true, and Laughing Monk is righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We also happen to be inside Splash right now, hanging out with our crew, Tom and Alex and Ashley, and everybody's up here.
Man.
They take care of us. We want to take care of them. And Ashley just reminded me of something,
yeah?
And us of something that I wasn't thinking about. This is Splash's first Warriors opening night.
Yeah, that's right.
They weren't open last October.
That's right. We were outside on the plaza in front of the old All-Star Archway backdrop,
yep.
And behind us was Splash under construction.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think our first show here was the night that Jimmy Butler was traded for and became a Warrior.
Yeah. Wow.
So maybe the Warrior win streak. Yeah, we've been giving a lot of credit to Jimmy Butler.
Too much.
I don't know if we've been giving enough credit to Splash.
Yeah.
Also coincided with all of the Warrior winning.
I think you're right. And, you know, as a player, to have a place like this that is adjacent to where you're actually doing your on-court work, that's got to be comforting and supportive and all the rest of it. So, yeah, sorry, Jimmy Buckets. It's about Splash, dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right, Steve Scott. KCBS is just a PA announcer for the Warriors starting this year, and so he's going to pop on by about an hour from now. Mark Spears is going to come over and sit with us. Ramona Shelburne's going to break off a call. I was hoping she'd be in town tonight. For some reason, she's on a plane to Portland. I don't know what's going on in Portland all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't know either, yeah.
Anyway, lots going on. But Ramona's going to be on, and we'll keep getting you ready for a big night here at Chase Center with the Nuggets in town. We're one step closer to a big football game, Niners and Texans. We're an hour away from Dibs' pick, Chargers and Vikings tonight. Chargers are wearing their San Diego Supercharger jerseys, so they're going to be in all dark blue. That's kind of fun. Oh, and then what were you talking about a minute ago with some big name that might be involved in this?
Well, we talked about Chauncey Billups and the poker ring that he was indicted as a part of. Damon Jones was connected to that, but also Damon Jones, former NBA player, has been linked to the scandal involving Terry Rozier, and I'm just reading this from ESPN. Damon Jones was arrested amid charges that he allegedly disclosed privileged information about a, quote, prominent basketball player to facilitate illegal sports betting, and that prominent basketball player is none other than LeBron James.
Okay, say that again.
Damon Jones allegedly...
Who's knee-deep in this.
Damon Jones was an unofficial, unpaid part of Darvin Ham's coaching staff.
Right, with the Lakers.
So in 2022 and going into 2023, he allegedly got word that LeBron James was going to sit out a game against Milwaukee, and Jones texted a co-conspirator and said, quote, get a big bet on Milwaukee tonight because James was going to be out. So even though he wasn't on the coaching staff, he was close enough to the team to know that LeBron was going to sit. And before that news came out, he texted a co-conspirator, let's go big on Milwaukee tonight. So LeBron James is not being accused of wrongdoing right. in this indictment in any way, shape, or form. But I just thought that it was interesting that Damon Jones, while around the Lakers on Darvin Ham's staff, he wasn't on the staff, but he was around the team enough to where he got information. That information got sent to a bettor. A big bet got made, and it became a red flag.
Look, as we said earlier, we would be naive to think that all of a sudden, because these three names have been plucked, that now that's it. And that's the only time that this has happened. It's kind of like when your boy Donaghy got nailed as a referee. And what did David Stern immediately want to do? He wanted to brand him as a rogue.
Yep.
One rogue official.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't buy it, Dave. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, no, there's no way. Especially when Donaghy was on the phone with Scott Foster 48 times through halftime of certain basketball games. Like, let's just be real. There is a lot of this out there. I guess the question then becomes, I don't know, do today's developments make you question the overall integrity of what we're watching at all?
Yes.
They do.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how it can't. I mean, well, and again, there's different levels to it.
Yeah, it depends on what, yeah. Like, do you mean the outcomes of games, the outcomes of individual stats?
Right. It depends on where you want to start. Like, for example, tomorrow is game one of the World Series. It's the world blinking series.
Right.
I don't think that any player in the World Series is going to mess around with the ability to win the World Series. So we're going to put that aside. As you go down the rung, and I'm looking at this game in February, Lakers-Bucks, like, who really cares about Lakers-Bucks? Now, interesting that LeBron James broke Kareem's record the night before, and so not a shock that he was going to sit out, but the fact that that info came out beforehand,
yeah.
And according to the allegations, Damon Jones texted the co-conspirator and said, quote, bet enough so D. Jones can eat too. So, first of all, how dumb are you to, like, have these things be out there in the public record? But I also think that as you go down the rung of games of import, you are more likely to see things happen. For example, if Oral Roberts is playing Louisiana Lafayette in a December 23rd game, like, there are things that could be shenanigans in a game like that. Now, if you're in the NCAA tournament, where these college athletes are literally playing for their college lives, I think you're less likely to see these things happen. So, long answer to you is that the short answer is, does it make me doubt? Absolutely it makes me doubt.
Well, I got to think that we have to go sport by sport here too, don't we?
I mean,
let's take a football game tonight. The Chargers and Vikings. Is there any one human being who can mess with this and determine the outcome of the game?
Not the outcome, but if you're a player and there's a player prop and
sure.
Keenan Allen,
yeah,
over under 6.5 catches.
I don't know. Like, this is going to sound really weird. I don't know that I care that much about that. I really don't. Like, I don't usually do player prop stuff. And if you want to question the integrity there, I'm more about game outcomes. If I'm going to bet on something, I'm going to bet on game outcomes. Now, granted, player props, that's fantasy football.
And it's a big market now, too.
It's a very big market, and it is fantasy football. But fantasy football, again, for me, is about much more than winning the league because it's so much dumb luck. Even if you could be like, I put this great roster together. Cool, now they're hurt. Now what are you doing? I think you have to go into fantasy with a little bit of like, I'm going to shrug my shoulders and smile. Like, maybe I'll get lucky and have a good year. Maybe I won't. I'm playing with friends, coworkers, family members. If they beat me, that's kind of fun too. Like I don't 3 minutes to go and you're like, is this scripted? You know what I mean?
It's not so much scripted, and I do think that the NBA has a little bit of a referee problem, and I love the refs.
I agree with this.
There is, not that the refs are cheating, but there is a certain sense where referees have a lot of control over not the big result, but the micro results that can go on in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We're at Splash. We're getting ready for the home opener. Is it scripted? I don't know. But hopefully, if it is, the writers have got the Warriors with more points than the Nuggets. I don't know. But we keep talking this out for sure. Got some Warrior stuff to get to and a great, great set of guests coming on the show. Steve Scott, PA announcer for the Warriors, is going to stop by next. Mark Spears in about an hour on set. Ramona Shelburne later on this evening as we get ready for the Warriors home opener. It's tonight at 7, which means Warriors Live with Mark Grandy starts at 6. And that's presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. This is Willard and Dibs.
This game day traffic report is brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. With some slow traffic getting into and out of San Francisco,
it's a ball and the rest of it, but you've seen this in tennis matches. You've got tennis matches where tennis players are throwing matches, and you've got college basketball players who will throw a game. And so the whole idea of two teams, you can throw the records out. Well, you can't really throw the records out because you don't know what's really going to happen.
I don't know, because like I think a lot of people will agree with what you're saying right now, but every single one of them is going to like sit down and watch the game tonight.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And you can see us live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Just search 95.7 The Game and make sure to subscribe.
Well, there it is.
Yep.
And I bet you could pronounce that one. Right, Steve? Steph Curry? Can you say Steph Curry?
You know what? Inside the building, it's always Stephen Curry.
Ah.
There it is.
Oh,
Stephen Curry.
I'd like to know more about that. The dulcet tones you're listening to are that of Steve Scott, who is the public address announcer for the Golden State Warriors and has had a hell of a career across NBA circles and has done it for multiple franchises. And here we are, Willie and Dibby, live at Splash, getting ready for this game tonight. And this voice that we're hearing right now is going to be a big part of it.
A big time part of it. And I enjoyed hearing him. And I've told Steve this, like, my goal always when we do our shift was to make it home before he did the 7 o'clock, because you know, it takes me about an hour to get home, and he was doing the afternoon news, and at 7 o'clock we go to I'm Jennifer Kuiper, and we could talk about her a little bit more maybe off the air. But if I could get home before you did the 7 o'clock, that was my goal. But now you're doing mornings.
Now I'm doing mornings, so the alarm goes off at 2:15 in the morning.
Oh boy.
So yeah,
how's that for you?
You know what, it's okay. I'm actually more of a morning person than I am, well, don't tell the words, but more of a morning person than an evening person.
I was going to say, how's the fourth quarter feeling to you tonight? How are we doing, Steve?
Oh, good point.
Double overtime, Houston, OKC, sure.
How about double espresso is what you're going to need. River Island's guest line, Steve Scott, is with us. I kind of overheard as we were coming back from the restroom the conversation you were having about some butterflies tonight. How are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is the 27th season that I've been an NBA PA announcer, but it's the first time I've ever done it for the Warriors. And I left the Knicks in 2015, so it's been 10 years. Thank goodness for the preseason. It's not just for the players. I learned a lot during the 3 preseason games with the Dubs. And, you know, I think healthy butterflies are good for you, right? I mean, if I walked in, you know, to this beautiful arena, this storied franchise, thinking, oh, man, I got this. Well, I mean, that's the wrong attitude. I know the reference of this team, this building, which, by the way, makes any announcer sound great. You know, thank you to whoever designed it. But yeah, I mean, a few butterflies. But you know, once we get into the game, you know, and the refs start flashing those signals, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, and the signals get flashed, and I'm sure the script and all the moving parts, because you know, you got Franco Finn who comes out and does his piece, and you've got on court entertainment, you've got the DJ, and all the rest of it. Is that maybe the toughest part, is navigating the script?
You know what? I have a great show caller who sits right next to me, and her name is Courtney, and she points and I read during the pregame or at halftime or the postgame. Once we get into the flow of the game, I'm also sitting next to a brilliant guy named Kevin who's the official scorer, and he and I work a lot together. He's great about vocalizing, or we're both kind of saying, you know, which number has the ball, 30 for three, you know, just so we know. You know, who's taking the shot and things like that. We both try to spot the refs. Some of the refs are really good. I mean, they're super deliberate when they make their calls. They'll hold the numbers up there. Other guys, it's like they're doing sleight of hand tricks, you know. And so between the two of us, we have to kind of figure out, okay, that was on 30. All right.
Steve, don't be shy. You can rip the refs on this show. We do it all the time.
No, you know what? No, listen, they're...
He's better than that.
I've had great experiences with the refs, and you know, they are. You know what? These are the best of the best, and they're under a microscope. But gosh, I think they do a really good job.
Dibs is loving you more and more by the minute.
I love the refs.
He loves the refs.
It's kind of an ongoing show bit because I do a little youth officiating, and my partner is a known ref hater, so we get into a lot. And I default probably too far in the ref's favor, but you definitely warmed my heart with your ref.
Does he come to your games and heckle you? It's like,
it's funny because
I
refereed his son.
My son is one of the players, and I'm like, that was a foul. Like, come on.
He actually prepped his kid when I showed up. He's like, hey, make sure you like. And his kid gave me a couple of palms up moments.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God.
Did you tee him up?
Normally a kid like that would get a lecture, but I shot a look to this guy in the stands, and he's just like doubled over with laughter, and I was like, okay, I've been set up here.
Once you realize he's not one of those dads.
Those dads get quieted very quickly.
By the way, not a ref hater. I'm a regular sports fan. I think regular sports fans, have a harder time with the refs sometimes.
Right.
That's how it works.
Well, I don't want to get too deep down this rabbit hole because we've got a legend here in front of us. But, yeah, I'm sure as you get deeper into it, your instincts might be, you know, foul on Draymond Green. I thought that was a bad call. Third personal, fourth team foul.
Steve, have you practiced technical foul on number 23, Draymond Green?
He's going to go the whole home season with no tees.
Well, he's already got one.
But he said home season.
Not in the home season.
The home season.
Maybe that's Draymond's approach this year. He'll get him even from the bench on the road, but not at home. I like it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's this little side bet who'll shoot the free throws better between Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry, and it's like maybe there'll be another thing. Who gets more tees? Will it be Draymond or, I don't know, rest of the team combined?
Yeah,
I don't
like
know how you do it.
I like it.
Interesting day to propose side bets. But anyway, Steve Scott, PA announcer for
Felony
the Warriors.
Felony conviction by Chauncey Billups.
With us. Man.
I want to dig deeper into that whole inside the building, it's only Stephen Curry. What other little quirks might people not know? And what's sort of the background on that one?
You know what? I don't know. I think that's his preference of how he likes it said. And any player. For instance, Jimmy Butler. He is only inside the building through the PA referred to as Jimmy Butler III.
Oh.
Gary Payton is Gary Payton II. By the way, I'm so old that I announced when his dad.
Yeah.
The glove
was playing for the Blazers, Hall of Famer. But, listen, it's up to the players. What they want to be known as, you know, I'm going to call them what they want to be called.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. And I was just a little surprised, like you were, that there was like inside the building preferences. And it always made me think like a rock star when they show up to a venue. And it's like, I want peanut M&Ms, but no yellow ones.
Right.
You better not put no yellow ones in there now.
Yeah.
Turkey jerky, lightly salted, Diet Coke, not Diet Pepsi. So I mean, not that these guys are high maintenance, but yeah, you want to be called what you want to be called.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jimmy Butler is proud of his family line. He is not Jimmy Butler. He's Jimmy Butler III. And, you know, same with Gary Payton. I mean, he's got a Hall of Fame dad. And he's a great player in his own right. He's Gary Payton II. And, you know, so when they go to the free throw line, it's not, you know, for the Warriors, number 10, Jimmy Butler. It's for the Warriors, number 10, Jimmy Butler III, two shots.
Love it. Love it.
And is that your thing? Two shots.
You know what? It depends on kind of the flow of the game. If there's like a crescendo building, you know, or it's really tight, you know, it might be, you know, for the Warriors, Stephen Curry, two shots. And, you know, I can hear the crowd will kind of react rather than, you know, with the visitors, you know, it might be, you know, for the Lakers, LeBron James, two shots. You know, I mean, it's a different
two shots.
Thing.
He flopped. They're undeserved.
No,
I'm not trying to plant seeds here, but I mean, just
come on,
in
man,
case
I
got to
deal with these guys.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Case you want to work editorializing,
No, but, you know, it's so you kind of go by the flow of the game. Listen, when I was doing the PA for the Knicks back in the day, I presided over the worst home loss at Madison Square Garden in New York Knicks history. They lost to Dallas by 50 points. So you're in the fourth quarter. You're down by 43. A Knicks player hits a bailout three to cut it to 40. You're not yelling three. You know, you're not getting real excited.
Allen Houston!
No, I mean, you bring it down. But if it's an exciting part of the game, I mean, my job as a member of the game experience team is to keep the fans engaged. And, if I can help out a little bit by raising some enthusiasm, if a guy subs out and he's been playing great, when the guy checks in, maybe it's, for the Warriors, Buddy Hield returns for Brendan Pajinski, or Jonathan Kuminga, right. Let the crowd, clap him off or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do my part to keep the enthusiasm up. Listen, you're not going to win them all. And, some games are going to be a little ugly. And our goal, I think, is to give the folks who show up, who are loyal fans, have them have a good time every time. We want them to win every game, but we want them to enjoy the experience.
Please don't ruin our vibe. I actually was planning on winning them all this year.
Yeah, boy.
They're not going to lose them all because they're already 1-0. But you're listening to Steve Scott. He is the PA announcer starting this year for the Warriors. This will both help our listeners get to know you a little bit better, but also I would love to hear a story or two of what it was like to be doing this for Michael Jordan's Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, I started with the Bulls in 89-90. So the last season before they won the championship, I came on as a fill-in announcer. I was fortunate that the guys in front of me, first a brilliant guy named Tommy Edwards and then Ray Clay, who was a legend during the championship era, they took a lot of nights off. Same when I got to the Knicks, Wally, the PA announcer there, took a lot of nights off. So I, as a backup guy, you know, I'd get to do 14, 16 games a year. I mean, with the Knicks, I did some playoff games. You know, the announcer there said, yeah, Saturday, no, man, I want to be with my kids. It's my daughter. It's parents' night at college. So I got to do some, you know, playoff games there. But I was with the Bulls all during the championship era, and it was great. I remember, I think, the first season I was doing the Bulls, and of course Jordan was Jordan. You know, the first time I did a game and he checked out of the game, you know, somebody subbed in for him, you know, it had been a routine game. And I'm like, you know, so-and-so in for Michael Jordan. And the guy with the Bulls next to me kind of gives me the elbow and says, you know, listen, you don't have to do that. You know, when he's checking out of the game.
He's leaving. You know, don't build him up as he's leaving.
But sir, that's Michael Jordan. You know, so, you learn stuff along the way. But yeah, I mean, that was a big thrill being part of those teams. I mean, you know, the Dennis Rodman era. I remember one time Rodman was at the scorer's table getting set to check back in, and he was always one for striking up conversations with the scorer's table. I mean, he always wanted to talk, you know, and he called people bro, I think, before bro was bro, you know. And it'd be like, hey, bro, what are you doing? And one night he's getting ready to go in, and all of a sudden, and I don't know where he found this, what he pulled out of his sock, his jock, I don't know where, he hands me a card. He had an after-hours club.
Uh-huh.
A nightclub.
Not surprising.
Okay. Now, first of all, just picture for yourself Dennis Rodman's After Hours Club. It wasn't too far from United Center. And he said, hey, bro. And he hands me the card. And he says, just come by after the game. And it probably wasn't my crowd, although I was doing morning radio in Chicago, and I said, oh, man, that's really cool. I don't know if I can make it. I do morning radio, and all of a sudden, honk, and then he goes into the game. But, you know, I mean, just a real, you know, a real character. That was a lot of fun. And then, you know, unfortunately, the dynasty ended, and they went from first to worst and kind of started all over again. But those guys played hard, and the fans in Chicago were great. They kept the sellout streak going for quite a while. And then I actually became the full-time Bulls announcer, I don't know, it's right around, I don't know, 2000, 2002, somewhere around there. And I actually announced Michael Jordan's last game in Chicago. He was playing for the Wizards.
Wow.
And he came back and, you know, playing for the Wizards. It was his final season, the last time they were going to be in town. It was going to be the last time he ever played in Chicago. And we, the Bulls, I mean, I do what I'm told, but they decided, you know what? We are going to not announce him like Andit Guard, 6'6 from North Carolina, Michael Jordan. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to bring back the old style. So I go through the starting first four for the Wizards, you know, at center, 00, Brendan Haywood. A 6'5 guard, you know, Jerry Stackhouse. And then, you know, we get to the last one, and instead of just announcing it like a regular visitor, it was from North Carolina at guard, 6'6. Michael Jordan! And the place just erupted.
Yep.
Standing ovation for like 5 minutes. We finally had to give Mike a microphone to say something, or I swear they'd still be clapping and cheering. He was so loved there. But that was really a great experience. And it's kind of cool. You know, the NBA is back on NBC, and they're running some promos. Jordan's joining their group of analysts. And the audio they have behind a promo for Jordan joining their team is me doing that call.
Wow.
It's got video of Jordan doing some of his, you know, crazy moves and stuff. The one where against the Lakers, he changes hands in midair and lays it in. But you hear, you know, from North Carolina, at guard, 6'6", Michael Jordan. that was actually announcing him as a visiting player.
Wow.
Whoa.
The audio they're using, it sounds like it was, you know, from back in the day.
So cool.
But that's actually, you know, Michael Jordan is a visiting player. Probably the best, you know, announcement or intro we ever gave a visiting player. But that was fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Steve Scott here, Warriors PA announcer on 95.7 The Game. I wonder about your memories of Steve Kerr as a player when he was a Chicago Bulls and you were there. And I don't know if he started a ton, but just, you know, Steve was there and you were there and now you're both here.
Started some, but what a, you know, what a key player in the second half of that championship era. I mean, he had Johnny Paxson first. And, you know, wouldn't you know, Pax goes on to be a front office guy, a great general manager. And then, you know, Steve Kerr, really a lot of the same kind of guy. I mean, they're the same size, same kind of shooting style. And now he becomes a Hall of Fame coach. You know, it says a lot for those guys. I mean, I remember him, you know, he hit a huge shot to help win one of the championships. And, you know, it's really kind of cool to see what he has become with the Warriors. I mean, it's not easy being a coach in the NBA or Major League Baseball, as we may find out, you know, as the next Giants season rolls around, or the NFL or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't easy. You're dealing with guys that are making a lot more money than you, who think they kind of own the place. And Steve Kerr, what a masterful job he has done. He just seems like he's been the perfect fit. But, I, you know, I remember him as a player, just a clutch guy, class guy. I mean, I'm so old, I remember when he played at Arizona.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
you didn't happen to do Steph Curry's 50-point game at MSG a couple years ago, did you?
No, I don't think I was there that one. I did do, you know, I told you I did the Knicks' worst loss ever at MSG, that 50-point blowout. I was also doing the PA the night that Carmelo Anthony set the Madison Square Garden record with 62.
Wow.
You know, so I've kind of, you know, what they used to call it, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, you know, kind of reversed there. But, you know, I've been on both ends of the spectrum. No, I didn't see Steph's 50. I know he's had a few of those, but I wasn't there for that game.
And just comparing venues, like, you know, the United Center, which is no longer that in Chicago, Madison Square Garden is considered the Mecca, and now you have this building.
Yeah.
I know arenas are like children. You can't favor one over the other, but I'm going to ask you to favor one over the other.
Well, you know, my first few seasons with the Bulls up through the first championship run, they played at Old Chicago Stadium.
Oh, wow.
And I kid you guys not, we would sit at the scorer's table, and there would be critters running over your feet. As we'd be sitting there at the table, you'd feel something going over your feet. And, you know, some of the people who'd been there for 20 years, oh, that's Melvin. You know, I mean, you know, the rats had names. Then you move to the United Center, which just, you know, it's just a fabulous facility. It's hard to believe. It's, what, over 30 years old now?
Yeah.
Just a great building. And then you go to Madison Square Garden. You're right. They call it the world's most famous arena. Very, very cool to be in that building, knowing the history. But you come here, and this place, state-of-the-art, that scoreboard, I swear, is bigger than Old Chicago Stadium was. And the acoustics and the sound in this building, you know, it makes an announcer sound good. So I love it here. I mean, I can't say it. I had a favorite. Chicago Stadium, that was the first place I did the NBA. United Center, I mean, that was a great building, spent a lot of time in there. Madison Square Garden's Madison Square Garden. And then, you know, this iconic arena, being able to announce for the team that, as I was a little kid growing up in the Central Valley, being a Warriors fan, you know, I mean, you know, this is kind of a pinch me thing to be back here and to be in this great building.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, welcome. Welcome from
Thank
the whole
you.
Fan
yeah,
base.
Yeah.
And excited to hear you tonight and beyond. Steve Scott, PA announcer for the Warriors.
Thanks so much. And Dibs, I know you'll be up at 5 to hear me when I go on KCBS in the morning.
Always, every morning.
No doubt. Yeah. Yeah. We'll especially be listening in the fourth quarter to make sure you're still.
There you go.
Come on, Steve.
Basketball. Right, oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm so tired.
Who cares? Somebody scored.
Big deal.
Yeah, it was. What was that? Oh, 30. Yeah, 30.
Yeah, again.
Nah.
All right, Steph.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Steve.
Steve, thank you. Steve Scott joining us here on Willard and Dibs, and not just the PA guy for the Warriors now, but those are some pretty cool stories.
Very good stories. Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome.
And I hadn't realized, like, that was the moment, because we've all heard the call, the Michael Jordan introduction, and I didn't realize that he was a Wizards already at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nowadays, it's like, you announce the visitor, and it's tribute video, 6 minutes, and then the ovation and all that, but back then, and I mean, not even 30 years ago, like, that's what you did before the tribute video. Like, it was up to the PA announcer to really do the big welcome back moment.
Well, that whole thing was so iconic, too, and I don't think Steve noticed this because his back is turned, but some of the employees here at Splash, when he was recounting that whole thing and doing the Michael Jordan call, some of the staff here at Splash is walking across and like, mimicking those words along with him as he said it. That's how iconic it was, because I think some of these members here at Splash, I can tell by looking at them, they're not old enough to have been alive when
right.
that was happening.
Yeah.
But they still know it.
And he had me actually thinking about, like, iconic intros. Like, for example, you know, at guard, a 6'3 guard from Davidson, like, you know who that is.
Yes.
And a 6'6 guard from North Carolina, you know who that is. And there aren't that many players where you could do, you know, the height, the position, the college, and you could fill in the blank.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. Speaking of iconic players, I think we wanted to chat about this a little bit and throw this out to the audience, because we're here for your calls coming up next. Mark Spears in just over a half hour. 888-957-9570 is the number. We were kind of talking before the show about the idea of, based on game one, what did you see that you at least hope or think could be sustainable? And I thought about that, and, you know, I think there's some simple answers. Hey, great, but Jimmy score a lot of points, or Jonathan, you know, really kind of clicking within the offense. Those are all things you could point to, but I'm thinking about the last 3 years of Warrior basketball, and what I've heard a lot of fans call for or even criticize the Warriors for, not having enough help for Steph Curry. And I really got a vibe from game one that for the first time since Andrew Wiggins balled out in the playoffs 3 seasons ago, I think Steph has the help that he needs. He played a game that was really kind of ho-hum for him. He didn't have to overwork. He didn't have to overscore. And I do think it's different that Jimmy is here to start a season as opposed to last year. And if you have role players who play the way Jonathan did in that game, maybe we finally arrived, I think we have, at Steph has what he needs so that this whole thing is not on his shoulders.
I agree with you, and I was thinking about just like the Giants offense when now you've got Chapman, Endeavors, and Adamas. You don't just have one good hitter. Now you've got a lineup, and more you've got a lineup. And with the Warriors, yeah, Steph, carry us 82 times. Well, that's not sustainable at his age. Jimmy, go ahead and get buckets, get to the foul line. Buddy Hield, you're a threat. Kuminga with the ha-ha and making smart plays. And, you know, Pods didn't even really do that much, quote-unquote, but you've got so many other pieces now and players who can step up and be complimentary like you're talking about. I do think that that part of it is very sustainable.
Yeah, I'm really kind of optimistic about that. And even, I know some people will go back to last year and say, what are you talking about? Steph got hurt and they couldn't win another basketball game. You have Jonathan Kuminga getting thrown into that in the midst of obviously a lot of feelings. B, I will forever believe that we really undersold how injured Jimmy Butler was coming out of that Rockets series and was not able to really be himself. And that's what left the Warriors so vulnerable. I think they have the opportunity to be something different this year. But we definitely, let's get you into that conversation, too. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. Especially you Warrior fans who have been calling for more help for Steph. Have we arrived at the moment where he's got it? Does Steph have the help he needs? I believe he does. Sounds like you believe he does.
Yep.
888-957-9570. Let's get into that. Mark Spears in a half hour, live at Splash for the home opener. It's Willard and Dibs.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
JK, my guy, I've been out here defending you. I'm fighting for my life out here, and you're going to say that about my picks, JK?
Well,
JK, hold up. I'm 21-9, my friends. That's 70%. My pick percentage versus Kuminga's free throw percentage. Discuss amongst yourselves.
You're trimming around the edges. You are not 21-9.
Am I 21-10?
Yeah, you're 21-10.
Fine. My pick percentage, Kuminga's free throw percentage. What's going to be higher at the end of the year?
Yeah, but what do sports fans often say after a game? Dibs, what have you done for me lately?
What do they say about Kuminga at the end of a trip to the line for two? Hey, JK, your free throws stink.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Usually one of them does.
Right,
but the other one goes in.
Right, but if you can't shoot 70% as a professional basketball player, that's like being below 50% as a professional game picker.
You have had a wonderful year. You have also lost 5 of 7, and so we're on alert. That's all.
That's all.
That's all. We're worried about our money. 15 minutes from right now, the pick. And
the pick is in.
I haven't even looked because it's such a day about sports gambling. I'm like afraid to open up any apps. I don't even know what the number is tonight. What is it, Granny? What's it sitting at? Is it 3?
Give me one sec. Give me one sec.
Yeah, Chargers and Vikings tonight. Chargers will be wearing dark blue. Vikings are getting Aaron Jones back into the fold off of IR. So some interesting dynamics here. Carson Wentz has had a wonky year. The Chargers haven't been playing very well of late. But these are two teams that, fantasy perspective, a lot of players out there that people are going to be watching. This is a pretty watchable Thursday night game.
Chargers by 3, correct.
Chargers by 3.
Okay.
14 minutes.
Yep, yep. The
pressure,
pick is in.
Pressure's on.
Nah, no pressure.
Lots of pressure.
We're still dealing with house money. And, yeah, so 21 and 10?
21 and 10.
Okay. All right.
21 and 10.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The pick is in, and the Niner pick will come up tomorrow. And I'm just looking at the report from Vic Tafer today. Diamino Lenore did not practice with a quadriceps. God. And Renardo Green, Upton Stout were full. They were a full go. Luke Gifford, the linebacker, downgraded from limited to DNP. So that is your players, your changed players from the practice report.
What's going on offense? What's happening with Brock Purdy over there?
Let me check in on that.
What's going on with Ricky Pearsall? Did he get in a limited session today?
With the injury report so long, I think Vic Tafer just focused on what is different about today, and those were the ones that were slightly different.
You guys got to be my eyes on social media today. I'm locked out of Twitter, which is kind of heavenly, actually, except for when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I am a little bit worried because I've got 24 hours to basically reacquire access to my account because, as I've told you before, one of those things I love to do, it's, you know, Friday or more so also Saturday night on Twitter with Schefter and Rappaport. This is what happens when you get older in life. I'm not going out drinking on Friday and Saturday. My Fridays and Saturdays, I lay down in bed late at night with Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport on Twitter. And I find out who's going to play coming up this weekend.
Just wait
for it. But, you know, someone may need to do that for me because I'm locked out.
From Cam Inman, Brock Purdy in the QB rotation, but still seems like Mac Jones will start again. That's from Cam Inman on Twitter.
Okay.
Sidefield DNP, Ricky Pearsall, Diamino Lenore, Luke Gifford. So if you're on the sidefield on a Thursday,
frustrating.
I don't like your chances. And
frustrating.
Frustrating, but not surprising for me and Ricky Pearsall. He had a PCL injury, which, as we saw last year from Christian McCaffrey, that can be pretty serious. And, you know, I do think that they're going to go as slow as they need to with Ricky Pearsall. I also think that the 5-2 record gives you a little bit more license to slow play guys.
Yeah, no, it most certainly does. I mean, look, it'd be a lot more frustrating if they were 2-5. I get that. But at the same time, it's clear to me they did not think that the Pearsall thing was going to take this long, and they did not think that the Brock Purdy thing was going to take this long. If they keep winning games, they go out there and go 6-2 this weekend, then wonderful. You know, you don't have to necessarily worry about it. But frustrating, always frustrating to me when you don't just have injuries, but you have injuries that seem to be dragging on in ways that you did not expect. And, you know, that latest report, I know the Niners had circled week 8 for Purdy, and then he went out and did a workout before the Atlanta game. It didn't go so great. I know that Kyle thought they were going to have Ricky Pearsall 2 weeks ago, potentially, and he's not back, and he's still not going to be back. So frustrating. Very frustrating.
Some good news. Upton Stout was a full participant today after being limited yesterday. Renardo Green, full participation today as well.
Well, they're going to need that if Diamino Lenore is not playing.
Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, both were full. They hadn't practiced, but those were vet days.
Yep.
But they're back in today. Yetur Gross-Matos didn't practice. Bryce Huff didn't practice. Jake Brendel didn't practice, which means Matt Hennessy is set to make his Niner starting debut at center. And I thought he looked pretty damn good. Juwan Jennings, full participant, and he's listed with ankle, rib, shoulder. Ankle, rib, shoulder. And by the way, rib is five ribs.
You might as well just write Juwan Jennings is hurt with low, middle, and high.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's basically body hurts down there, over here, and up here.
No doubt.
Yep.
Mac Jones was full. And that's about it for the Brock was limited, as mentioned. So it looks like it's going to be Mac, and it's going to be Hennessy at center. Hopefully Ben Bartsch is able to be out there as a possible backup. I don't see him on the report.
Yeah, no, so. I don't think he's ready to go, and I don't think the Hennessy thing's not a surprise. Brendel and Bryce Huff were announced right away as they're probably going to miss a couple weeks. And so those guys are going to be out. And the team that you saw beat the Atlanta Falcons it's going to be the same group minus a few more names. So there won't be Bryce Huff, and maybe there won't be D'Amador Lenore, and yes, Matt Hennessy will be in there at center, but you're not getting any new reinforcements in the way of wide receivers or quarterbacks. So outside of that, it's going to be the same group, and I think that, my goodness, both defenses kind of have a little bit of an edge on both offenses in this football game. So it's exciting to me that they're going against the Texans team that I don't think much of, and I think it's one of the worst offensive lines in football. At the same time, the 49ers have another injury on offensive line. They do not get their weapon back. They do not get their quarterback back. And one thing I do respect is the Houston defense. So
yep.
I don't know. Bet the under, I guess, is my suggestion.
Yeah, 41.5 is what I saw the number at. And just real quick for Houston, their Thursday report's not out yet, but yesterday, Nico Collins did not participate, concussion. Christian Kirk, the other wide receiver, hamstring, did not participate either. So, I mean, both these teams, especially the offenses like you talked about, both of these offenses are going to be banged up, and both defenses are really quite good. So, yeah, betting the under might be the smart play.
By the way, guys, really quick, I have the participation reports for both teams from today. Dibs, you are right on Nico and on Christian Kirk. They also both did not participate today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nico Collins, I'll tell you right now, I'd be shocked if he played this weekend. In fact, with him sitting out practice today, you guys probably know more about this than I do. The concussion protocol that you have to work your way through, I don't even know if it's possible for Nico to play on Sunday if he has not already returned to some sort of participation today, because he's got to still be at like step one, stage one, right?
It depends on what he's able to do. I don't think that you have to go right out in practice to make it through the steps, but every step is a 24-hour thing. So if he's able to participate tomorrow, then you could go through a Saturday and you could still potentially play Sunday. I do think you're right, though, as far as where he is in the return to play protocol. It's going to be a long shot for him to be able to clear it, especially when you get to a Sunday 1 o'clock game. If it was a Monday game, maybe. Now, did they play this past Monday?
Yeah, they just played Monday late night in Seattle. Remember, so a later game than normal,
you're
too.
You're concussed on Monday, and then Tuesday is a 24-hour recoup. Wednesday, you'd go through step one. Thursday would be step two if he could. So if he practices tomorrow, he might be able to make it by Sunday. I think it's a long shot.
Yeah, very, very much a long shot. So you got two wounded teams that are going to be coming at each other this weekend in Houston. All right, we're live out at Splash. Splash is just outstanding. I guess, you know, we're here so much, I forget that this just opened in February, and there might be a lot of you Warrior fans who have not seen this place yet. The 30,000 square foot sports bar with the state-of-the-art sports viewing experience. And then just take it from us, we have worked our way through this menu five times over, and it is really fantastic. So if you have tickets to the game, it can be a good come early or stay late spot. If you don't have tickets to the game, it's a great way to come down here and experience kind of Thrive City and the action of the game, but maybe just come in here and grab a reservation and grab a few drinks and watch the game with a huge Warrior crowd. That's what lovely Christy and I did for the road game on a Tuesday night. Had an absolute blast doing that. So a whole lot of fun. Come check it out. That's where we originate right now here as we get ready for tonight's home opener, which in this moment is exactly 3 hours away.
And it's incredible. The food is great. You and I collectively have eaten through about 3/4 of the menu, and I'm yet to come upon something that I didn't think was delicious. And I didn't realize that the cocktail program, created by Kevin Dietrich, by the way, he's a James Beard finalist for his cocktail menu. So if you like the fancy schmancy cocktails, you're going to get one here that is unlike anything you've had.
I don't know that I've ever heard it called a cocktail program before, but sign me up for the program. You said called them fancy and schmancy. I just ordered a couple of old fashions the other night, and they did the damn thing. They're fantastic. We had a great time. Great time. Two drinks on a Tuesday. What the hell are we talking about over here?
Crazy out there.
Oh, my God. I was texting you being like, hey, this team sucks. We got to figure this out. They're only up by one. I was getting hot. I was getting hot at halftime, couple drinks, going to the restroom, fire off some text messages.
Oh, yeah.
And make the world right again.
Yeah, you definitely had a couple of first half texts, and I looked at it, I'm like, oh, my guy's having a good time.
You better get your act together.
He's hot.
Up by one. No LeBron. What are we doing?
Turnover laden first quarter, ridiculous. And you're out there just about, just short of F-bombing everybody. You were hot.
I want to trade everybody.
Totally.
Especially that Kuminga guy.
Yeah.
That's why he came out in the second half, and he's like, all right, let's ball out. And then everything was fine. Just needed a little 10-0 run. That's all I needed.
He needed you to hold his feet to the fire.
Exactly.
Via text message.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.